issues regarding decisions made by the board this morning. Will you amend the agenda? Will someone make a motion to amend the agenda to include that this morning?
How long will this take, Chair?
5 minutes.
Amend the agenda. You are being recorded.
You ready for me?
You
okay.
You are being recorded and you are on the way.
Needless to say, I wasn't pleased with our change on the Alkires, raising their assessed valuation to $750,000 because of the appraisal they bought. The increase in dollars and cents to those people was $1,336. If I understood Donna right, she made a comment after the vote, one that we needed to stop discussion, but also that we had raised other people's assessments. Is that right?
We did discuss that, Chuck, and Jim corrected me and said no, we had not.
I went through the minutes twice, through each one, two different days. And we have not done that, period. And I dislike to, on that particular issue, would request that the board rehear that, reconsider it. I think it's not in line what we've done in the past. And
under Robert's Rules of Order, my understanding, it would have to be one of the three members who voted for that.
And we have to bring it back up because you and I voted against it. Therefore, we cannot bring something back up.
Correct.
All right.
My understanding.
Are any of the three other members who voted for it
willing to move that it be reconsidered?
Whether it's changed or not, it's incidental. Jim?
I'm willing to open it back up for discussion. That was...
Which number was that, then?
I don't know.
Alkires, right?
I think it was 116, 115, 115.
Now, my understanding, Donna, Charles Johnson is not appearing at 1 o'clock.
That is correct. He's been moved to Thursday.
Jim Hughes, can you pull up the documents that were presented to us? Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the gentleman who was protesting his increase from the previous year. Is that correct?
If I remember correctly, he was protesting the increase on the other two properties, which we did away with after hearing his evidence, looking at his appraisal, and talking to he and his wife. We denied that.
Actually, his appraised value did not go up.
Right. His appraised value on the property that he brought us an assessment did not change. It was 112, 980, and that's what this year will be.
But he brought it here to be protested because he should have been a 10% decrease.
He used it to make his point that property values have decreased in value. Maybe he was doing this one, too. I don't remember. But I was thinking there were three properties. There was this one and one or two others.
There are two other properties
right
further down on Lakeshore Drive.
That he owns?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them may have been they own a campground out on off of 248.
Okay, so... Yeah. I'm looking for his appraisal, Jim Hughes, because what I'm saying is that his residence appraised for $594,628
by the assessor.
He had a licensed appraiser in 07 appraise it for $1.2 million.
Right.
And then he had this new appraisal done
April
of 09 for $895,000.
Let me back up, if I may.
Okay.
I'm not saying that his property is not worth what his appraisal said. My point is that we have heard from numerous other folks throughout this BOE that their properties are worth more than they're being taxed on, and we have not moved any of them. And this one is the exception. This one is being raised, and I don't think it's equal. I'm not saying that the property is not worth what the appraisal, or I'm not arguing the value. I'm arguing that all other properties that we've looked at, and I haven't got time to go through all the tapes yet, but I think I can bring back to you, if you want me to, evidence that in different ways and forms, we've seen that people think their property is worth more than what the assessment is.
Well, I think we've hit them on several times, and as a means of explaining to them why we're not going to reduce them further, saying that, look, you're not, I think we used that, I have used that 19% figure, saying if you're not at that level, you're being taxed too little. Well, that's usually when they run for cover.
But, I mean, just for consistency, the second or first BOE place that we had of the first week, I made a motion to raise that other individual because that's when we found out that his value was $200,000 below value, and I didn't get a majority vote.
Right.
So it's not like we haven't tried.
Didn't say we didn't try. I'm saying we have not raised anybody this year.
But from the board, we're supposed to. I mean, that's what Jeff said. The State Tax Commission said if you find some discrepancies, you have to fix them.
Okay. So this BOE is not doing their job.
I disagree.
Well, you said that you...
If we find values, the BO board as a whole...
But you said that this board did not go with your motion to raise that value.
Right.
We said no. This board said no to raising that value.
Correct.
And so we haven't done our job.
According to the State Tax Commission and what we're supposed to do as BOE members, that's correct.
And so if we're not going to do our job on that one and a number of other ones, why are we picking on this one?
Next BOE session, I'm going to bring the ones that I've made the recommendations to raise. I'm going to ask the prevailing side to bring those discussions back up. And if they allow it, then we'll re-vote on it. Because I disagree with the vote.
But I think, and just for fun, Mr. Peterson was one of our last ones, I think, last time we met. And his value is condominium. And I think if we look, he showed his value to be $94,500. James has it valued $94,275. There was never, I haven't listened, but I'm pretty certain that there was never any talk about bringing his value up to what he paid for it. And so we're taking an assessment, and we're going to change this one. Again, my point, please hear what my point is. My point is we're not being equal. This Board of Equalization is not being fair. This one individual is being raised. Nobody else is. And we've got evidence. You've given me an example. Here's another one.
Right.
I think we can go on and on to quite a number of them that we're not being equal.
I don't know whether I have the opportunity to say anything right here, but you're to make these decisions on evidence presented. All the other people, Mr. Pennell, you keep referring to, did not present a certified appraisal to their property. They just presented, well, I think it's worth this. Here's some sales of what I consider different properties. Nothing to do with the appraisal world. And I take offense to you saying this board hasn't done their job when, in fact, they took a certified appraisal and ruled with that appraisal. And everything else you're trying to compare is not it's apples to oranges in the fact that there was no other certified appraisal turned down by this board.
Are you offended that Jim made a motion to correct and this board, I mean, I didn't hear you argue one bit that we ought to raise the price.
That's Jim's, as a board member, that's his view to do whatever he thinks on the evidence presented. But powerful, persuasive evidence is a certified appraisal. It's not that I feel like my property is worth $25 and you feel like it's worth $50. Everybody could feel that, but if you hire a certified man to resolve this issue and he says it's worth $50, then there, it's a totally different thing than two opinions clashing on what something's worth. This guy is a certified appraiser that turned in this appraisal. And I'm just getting a little, as far as consistency and inconsistency, Mr. Pennell, you have done the worst job of being consistent than anybody I've ever seen on a board.
Very good.
I've
got plenty of arguments to go with that if you like, but I said 5 minutes, so I'll refrain.
I would agree that one of the first cases, which was the most evident one, other than this one right here, you know, I think he furnished plenty of proof that we could have raised that, you know, because he furnished houses all around him about the same square footage that were all up in the same price as his. So I would have to agree, you know, that one probably should have been raised. But at that point, we didn't, I think, understand some things. And so, yes, as far as inconsistent, I would agree with that case with this one. I think the rest of them, like this Peterson, I mean, we're only talking $100-something difference. But my question is, do I understand it right that the State Tax Commission is going to be coming down and reappraising for 2008 themselves, or having you reappraise and check it, or is that what
that's,
I understand?
That's not a sure thing at the present time.
2010.
We have not a signed agreement. We have they've made that available in a modified maintenance plan agreement, but we have not signed it as a county commission to agree to the terms of that plan.
James signed the agreement.
James
but
the
county
it.
Commission has,
county
not,
commission
signed
has
the agreement.
Not signed it.
Because it's just basically a overview of what would be done anyhow. If they're the superintending authority, nobody's ever argued that. And if they were to order that, it would have to be carried out. And but as far as that burden of coming up with the money to run that reassessment still falls on this county commission. So the enactment of that. And by the assessor and the acceptance by this county commission are two different things on whether they're willing to invest money that the state tax commission can virtually throw their hands up and say, we don't care what you've invested, we don't have to pay. So the decision-making process on that is two different things, and it's trying to be blended into one, but it's not.
Well, that's why I was just trying to get an understanding of maybe if that would solve some of it. On this particular case, Chuck has brought up here, they can take this to the state and appeal, right?
That's correct.
I mean, every decision is appealable that we make.
Are we allowed to send anything to state ourselves? I mean, if we...
In that procedure, nothing can be done after it's appealed to raise it. You cannot then come in and try to testify to a higher value. You would have to do it at this level. The assessor can't come in and say, hey, I want it raised to the 1.2 that he had it appraised at. Evidence has to stay.
I mean, if we wanted to go back and put this at its regular value, I mean, without raising it, if we were to revote, then, of course, that's going to make him happy. He's not going to appeal, but can then we... Even though we agreed to keep it there, can we send it to the state for appeal to let them make that decision?
No, he's the deciding factor, and you want to remember this is what's a problematic area for Taney County at this point. If they pull this one out on one of their 35 random drawings, it's destroyed the assessment process to the point of this county commission not getting any more funding, the assessor not getting any more funding to run his office, such as the shape we're in now. If it were happened to be pulled out, it will pass at the level that his appraisal said, but it won't if you roll it back to the...
But a couple of the other cases where we didn't raise it, if they pull those out, that could hurt too then. Is that correct?
Not unless they confirm. That's what I'm trying to stress here. This was a certified appraisal, overriding of the assessor. The others was opinion of value. We don't know that...
Well, it's based on comparables and based on... actual value that he said he had in his house as of a year ago.
If I found the BOE number, I'd want to see if you guys would bring that up right now and revote on that.
I would also like that if we're going to take this method of looking at past cases. I want to look at all the past cases that would be named, and I would like to have that case also to be reexamined by this board, the same as this case. The other case was most definitely was voted on and failed by a 3-2 margin, but it was a person that had a $150,000 lot and $450,000 worth of construction, and was
600,000
600,000 total. And was appraised at 300,000 and
450, I think.
Jim made the motion to raise it to 450. And so I would like for those cases, but what I would like to bring to the attention and have our attorney read what I brought in here the second day as to what the duties of the BOE board members are, and that they may be removed from the board if they do not fulfill their oath.
I don't have that piece of paper with me. I do have 138. Which section?
I've got it right here, I think, Danny. If you'd like to make a motion for me to be removed, don't hesitate.
I don't.
Because I would be happy to be off of this board.
I certainly don't feel comfortable bringing back up something that we decided on 2 weeks ago whatsoever.
Anyway, I'd like for Mr. Paulson to read this and to the record.
It? I'll read it if you got it. Section 138.100, point one states the following rules should be observed by county boards of equalization. They shall raise the valuation of all tracts or parcels of land and all tangible personal property as in their opinion have been returned below their real value, and that's what's highlighted. And then down below what's highlighted, they shall reduce the valuation of such tracts or parcels of land or of any tangible personal property which in their opinion has been returned above its true value as compared with the average valuation of all real and tangible personal property of the county. Those are the parts that are highlighted. Is that what you wanted?
There's other.
You read the whole thing?
There's other parts in there that tells the consequences of not following your oath.
Give me just a minute and I'll find it.
If that's all the three sheets or whatever that we were passed out.
No, my interpretation.
It says, okay, 138.030.1 says the members of the County Board of Equalization shall each take an oath to be administered by the clerk to fairly and impartially equalize the valuation of all real estate and tangible personal property taxable by the county. And then you've also got highlighted, the board shall hear complaints and equalize the valuation and assessments on all real and tangible personal property taxable by the county so that all property shall be entered on the tax book at its true value. The board shall not reduce the valuation of the real or tangible personal property below the value thereof as fixed by the state tax commission. Well, that's not, they haven't fixed these particular cases, so that would, but that's what you've highlighted.
Now, my understanding of this board is that it was similar to an appeals court. Even if you take the Supreme Court of the United States, you're never going to agree. You seldom will find a 9-0 decision on the Supreme Court. Now, the same thing, we're going to have some differences here, and we have had. And the votes have shown it in some cases. We've had a lot of 5-0. It was cut and dried, we felt, and they passed. But this doesn't concern me. On the case in question, yes, I voted with Chuck on that one because I didn't think we'd gone back, and I thought that was being more equal. Huh. Why this guy presented us, he shot himself in the foot. Now, why he made a presentation of such evidence, I have no idea. Maybe there can be nothing done about it. But I was in agreement, and that was the reason for my vote, was just simply that we hadn't tried to go out and find people that it may have been assessed too low. We can make an awful lot of people unhappy.
But we're supposed to make decisions based off the facts presented on these appeals. And that's why the vote, that's why I made the motion to raise the, or second Danny's motion, is because based off the facts presented, not looking for any other properties out in the county that may be assessed high or low, but to make the decision based off the facts, irregardless if we've never done it in the past, doesn't mean we've done it, it was right in the past, but going forward, we've got to do what's right. So that's what the BOE rules are.
If this vote is still 3-2, then so be it.
If I could read again what Danny brought up, 138.030 says, the members of the County Board of Equalization shall each take an oath, which Donna did us, had us do, to be administered by the clerk to fairly and impartially equalize the valuation of all real estate, intangible personal property taxable by the county. And what I've heard said, and what I read that to say, is it's not just the parcels that come before us, but if we see other parcels that are wrong, we should be adhering to those. And I'd like to remind this board that I presented a motion, didn't get a second, a couple meetings ago, because I don't think we can, I don't think that there's any way we can do this. But we've been charged to do it. The State Tax Commission was asked, how do we do it? They say, do it. They didn't tell us how to do it. We've been told to do it, and I don't think we can do that because of the situation we're in. But that's what we're all charged to do. And again, if y'all would like to vote me off, go for it. I will not be offended in one iota. But I don't believe this board is doing that. And again, I would present my motion again to sell all our values at last year's, with the exception of new construction.
I would have to agree on the point that if that's what that means, is that we're supposed to take all the other surrounding properties, you know, that basically is making us the assessor. And I don't like that part of the state's point there, because if that's the case, I mean, we can't go out and review, you know, and I've seen gobs of cases here where comparables have been presented that that probably ought to be raised also. And but we're not doing it on the adjoining properties because they're not the ones brought before us. And I don't know if that's the way that actually reads, you know, then we can't do what we're doing in a month's time.
I just do not want to be put into the position where I am going out here and people are going to start acting like the Gestapo was on the loose because somebody on a board or somebody like this goes out and says, I saw you did something to your property. I'm going to report you, and they'll raise your taxes. I'll get even with you.
Well,
great Scott.
A couple things that I want to point out. One thing was the State Tax Commission asked us not to go out beyond the appeals because of the condition of Taney County and all the concerns. They asked us to only focus on the appeals that are brought before us, and that if they have their way and they come back in and reassess or help work with the assessor's office, they hope to catch any of those other ones that aren't brought before us.
That was a statement they made.
Is that correct, Bob?
They made a statement that they would prefer we did not do that, go out and try to...
Beyond what the appeals were, they prefer us not to. As the board, we have that authority to do. So, I mean,
Do we have the authority? According to this, it says oath of members, powers and duties. And here we go again. Does the law...
I would say the way it reads, we have the duty, but...
That's what I've heard Bob say in years before.
And the only thing, the motion, Chuck, that you brought up, we can't do because then that would say we didn't assess, and then we'd be in violation of the assessment maintenance plan that we are trying to adhere to. Is that correct?
If we went back to 2008, we would, in effect, not have reassessed for 2009 if we went back to 2008 values. And there has to be a reassessment every 2 years by statute.
The problem you guys would have in doing such a crazy, and I'm using that term, thing, is you're to make your decisions on evidence presented. And there's no evidence been presented of such a devastating, in fact, Mr. Pennell has voted many times here this year to sustain the assessor's value, saying it was correct on evidence presented, but now he's wanting to make a motion to change what he voted that was correct. And I've never heard of such a thing.
To James' point, I agree very strongly. Our chairman, Dr. Rose, has mentioned I don't know how many times to this board and to the people that have appealed to this board that his taxes went up 40-some percent. And he mentioned that it wasn't just himself, but it was all or most of his neighborhood went up 40-some percent this year. I don't know anybody that can imagine that his property gained 42% value in the last 2 years. And it's not just his property, but it's condos throughout the county. Condominiums throughout the county. And we've also seen through this board that I think holds very strongly that there's also a lot of vacant lots also been raised way more than 40% or 50%. We've seen them two or three times. Oakmont, for example, if you'll remember some of those cases. And so I disagree with James. I believe that this Board of Equalization has seen very strong evidence that our reassessment process this year is out of line, and that's why I make the crazy, it is a very unique way, but I think it is that those values have been raised so high is a very strong indicator that there's a problem.
As we, can I have just a few minutes to speak, Mr. Chairman? I'm tired of this ridiculous campaigning through a Board of Equalization. The fact that you set and have a set of rules to abide by, we went to school in Springfield, the clerk was there, Mr. Pennell was there, I was there, other members of the board were there. We were given direction on how to make the judgments that we're making on these cases. When we made the first judgment, and it was a questionable judgment on the $600,000 property that was assessed low, and then when we made this other decision on the property that's in question now, whenever you use the example of Mr. Rose using the example of 42%, that should never be brought in front of anybody that comes before this board. We're not talking about Mr. Rose's property at that point. We're talking about the citizens that provide the evidence that makes us determine a decision on the true market value of their property, not what someone else has brought forward with no evidence of a appraisal, or there's three forms of equalizing taxes. That's all I have to say.
If you would rather, I'll be happy to use numerous appellants that have mentioned the values that their properties went up. I don't think it makes any difference myself whether it's Dr. Rose or somebody else, but if you'd rather it focus on the appellants, our former insurance guy down here at Tanycomo Terrace. Sorry, I've lost his name. Anyway, yeah, Scott. He came before us, and I think his property was higher than 42%, but it was in that neighborhood, and he's not the only one. There's been many, many that have come forth.
I think you're right.
One thing about procedure, just for people, since there's some people listening, Chuck, Danny, or myself can't be removed from the office of the Board of Equalization. Otherwise, we'd have to step down as commissioners.
Bob just looked that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd have to restructure the entire BOE where it would be all citizens and no commissioners. It's one of those processes we can't do.
If you have one of the commissioners, if you have the commissioners serving, that's one of their duties, and they have to do it, unless right. You appoint citizens.
Right. All right. Okay. I'm going to rule on this, and then we're going to get back to the agenda. I'm asked for a reaffirmation, not to on from the three who voted before. Do you maintain your present positions that you did before?
No change.
Jim? David?
Even though I don't agree, I'm going to have to, I don't believe in going back and changing things after the fact.
So. Okay.
No change on my vote.
Yeah, it will be reaffirmed. 3-2. We varied it out. And it's still 3-2, but that's the way it is. Okay.
Thank you for hearing me.
I'd like to reopen the first case, please.
Okay.
What, the case that was the $600,000, if we're going to reevaluate the others?
You voted on the wrong side to bring it up, according to Robert's
rules. That's exactly what Mr. Pennell did, which opened this other deal. If we're not, I'm not in agreement with it at all.
One of the three that voted, but you're just requesting it from the board.
I'm just requesting it from the board.
That's yep. going to be delayed, though, for another meeting. We're already too far behind. That will be honored many later. This is, we need to get back. We have people scheduled to talk to. I believe we're ready for, what, Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Wheeler.
Did you come up with anything on Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Wheeler is 060350.
350.
Did you have anything to say to that before we call him, Jim?
Mr. Wheeler?
Or the Wheeler one?
350.
Yes, I've got it. I'll have it ready for the board. I do have some statements on it.
Can you hold that call? I want to find what this is, because if he's going to make a recommendation.
You need to say that before the taxpayer.
No, I'm not going to make a recommendation. I've got the, I want to see you to hear the evidence presented.
You need to hear the evidence from the taxpayer first.
Yes.
And then the evidence from the assessor.
Woodbridge Estates would have.
Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Mr. Wheeler, are you there? Where is this Jasmine Drive?
It's up there on the picture, up on the screen there. Mount Branson, Lakeshore Drive area.
The old Woodbridge Estates. Lance Long's development.
Get cut off soon.
Bob, is this property? We had somebody in the other day about real tall grass. Is that section of property where there's been lots of vacated houses?
It's a new subdivision where I don't think they've sold a bunch of houses. There's no cul-de-sac on the end. They took our cul-de-sac out, but we had signed the plat. It's that subdivision.
What is Jasmine? Come off of.
Just
on
the minutes running on it, so I think that would be Mr. Connecticut.
I think the bank has most of the stuff.
If you'll turn to your appraisal, that's what I was going to point out. This appraisal is done on foreclosed properties. It's not done on, if you go to the third or fourth page of the appraisal, it'll say prior seller transfer, foreclosure.
This appraisal at 586 Jasmine was a foreclosed.
What is it?
And I'm going to request that the board stay this one
At 2 o'clock, we're going to give a seminar on how to appraise foreclosure properties because of the number that is occurring. It's going to occur at 2 o'clock. We've got the seminar. The IAAO is putting the seminar on.
I understand Gary's going to record that too.
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Anthony Wheeler.
Okay. Hold on a second. May I finish calling?
Kennedy County Board of Equalization.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Why would they use all foreclosed properties on an appraisal?
That's what I used.
Two of the three were. The third one was not.
The third one was not.
Right.
Thank you.
If you look on the sales
statement that those.
Hello, Mr. Wheeler. This is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I want to make sure that you know that you're being recorded, sir, and that you are live on the internet. We're also showing your appraised value at $270,605, and I'm turning you over to our chairperson, Bob Rose.
Okay.
Morning, Mr. Wheeler. Or afternoon, I guess. We're losing track of time over here. Would you just explain why you think this is overvalued? Why do you? Wasn't this a repossessed property?
Yes, it was. I believe it was. It was not. It was owned by a bank, so I assume that's what happened to it. I don't know that for certain. But at any rate, the price is what I had paid for it, and all the other comparable values. For other houses in that neighborhood, I submitted, and they're all, about that value. The largest, I think, was a sale of $190,000. I think I also submitted a new appraisal of a property that was being sold, and that was, performed by a certified appraiser who gave the certified appraised value of that house, at $185,000.
But wasn't that a foreclosed home, too?
That I do not know for sure.
Mr. Strahan, would you?
If the board would look at what I handed them, you can see the difference in prices whether something's foreclosed there or sold in the open market. I think you'll notice that every other one or so is foreclosed properties that were sold by the banks, but the ones at arm's length transactions, if you'll notice, are about $100,000 higher than the ones with the foreclosed properties. It's pretty easy to see on the list I think I provided you there.
Okay. These are all in that same neighborhood?
It's next door.
I don't see anything for $100,000 more. How about this list? Oh.
You'll see on
350.
I have no idea what previous owners may have paid. I mean, that would appear that's the current value of virtually all the homes in that neighborhood.
Here were sales in 2007 of $310,000. These were all back in. It looks like 2007. That's the year they were built.
Right.
The date of the sales. 2007. Yeah. Okay. Looks like they sold definitely in there at around $300,000. Yes.
If a property has been, then it would seem to me that if the market conditions have changed and the value of a property go down, then the assessment should also go down.
Well, you've presented quite a bit of evidence here. Do you have anything else verbally to say?
I think that's pretty much it. I submitted. submitted my closing documents. I submitted the comparable sales that have occurred in the area within the past year or so, and I submitted a current appraisal. And I guess the point would be is if somebody, if an appraiser comes to appraise a house and, you know, he doesn't appraise it based upon who owns it or whatever, he appraises it based upon its square footage and what the current market value is. And so in that particular respect, it really wouldn't matter who owned the house. If it were a private individual or a corporation or a bank or a mortgage company or whoever, I mean, he's not appraising it based upon who owns it. He's appraising it based upon his current opinion, has a certified appraiser what the value is.
All right, we'll be discussing this, and you will receive a written word of our decision in the next few days.
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate your time.
Hi. Comments?
I have no problems with what he's presented versus what I've done. It's just one of those issues that has to be worked out. The ones I've circled here is arm's length transactions, and as you can see, there's some of these that's even sold the second time by the bank, and the decrease in value occurred there in 09 of ridiculous drop. But I need to watch that seminar and see what IAAO is stating this afternoon, and I'd like to watch that and then make a recommendation back to this board.
Well, one out of the three comparables was an owner sale that he used on the appraisal. But I was reading in the statement here that the appraiser made, and the appraiser is supposed to be the thing that we go by.
Right.
It says comparables 1 and 2 are both located on the same street as the subject. Both are REO sales. REO activity is influencing this market. Therefore, these REO sales are currently considered reasonable indicators for value of the subject. That's from a certified appraiser saying that.
I don't deny that one bit, Dave.
So,
I'd just like to be substantiated by the IAAO course we're fixing to watch.
You know, looking at the, just looking at those comparables, plus he threw in another one here that's currently on the market, and I would agree, you know, you can't use something that's on the market, you know, necessarily as an indicator for somebody to put it on the market, but it's on at 185, there's another one on at 190, and here's one that sold, that's not a part of the appraisal that just sold for 160. Here's one that just sold in October for 185. And I don't know, it's just...
It seems to me that this is a neighborhood of houses about 185, 90,000 market.
Well, I just, like James said, we're so close to watching a seminar, maybe they'll say something, but I would lean towards you too. We have a certified appraisal that's kind of establishing a market value of this neighbor, of this house. So, but I'd still like to reserve the vote until after the training.
I'll make a motion to table this until after we hear that this afternoon.
Second.
Or I move.
How long is that seminar?
It's going to run about an hour and 15 minutes. But it's supposed to. That's what it's supposed to cover. And right here in the middle of one of these pages, it says, compared to homes selling at over $250,000, this foreclosure, you can save $50,000.
Yeah.
Says it right in the remarks from Remax.
Right.
So it's something it's something we're going to have to deal with next year on a large scale.
Large scale.
Yeah.
Well, we've dealt with it on several cases already.
All right. We will not call for a vote on this now until after we see that we don't require a vote at this time anyway. So let's just
table it. Go on.
Table it. Go on.
We've got the Danny and Jennifer Altick here. They're 60229.
221.
Is this appropriate here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm Jennifer Altick.
Dan Altick.
And we have a cabin at Thousand Hills in the Grand Mountain development. It's in the nightly rental program, and I wasn't sure exactly what the format would be, so I just put together some information, and I'll present what I have the best I can. We purchased our cabin March 2005. We paid $175.9 for it. And we, in order to put it in the nightly rental program, put $12,000 worth of furniture and household items into the property to make it ready to rent. And so our initial investment was $187,900 4 years ago. I think you may have the sheet that I brought, but it shows, I'm not sure. The one that has the, it's an Excel spreadsheet, and it has the years 2006, 7, and 8.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one, yeah. The first full year that we had, whenever we had it in the nightly rental program, we took in $9,826 in the rentals, that monies that came back to us. Our expenses for that first year were over $12,000. Going on to 2007, our rentals went down from the $9,800 range to $8,500, and our expenses went up. In 2008, we had another drop on the nightly rentals, it's a $7,308, and our expenses went up to $17,000. Where we are so far this year in 2009, and this is through May for everything, we've only taken in $1,401 in the nightly rentals. The cabins over there are hardly renting at all. It's just very, very slow. Our expenses, not counting any professional fees that we've incurred or the taxes that we've incurred yet, we're at $6,000 for expenses so far this year. So the bottom shows that we've always taken a loss on the cabin, and every year that we've owned it, it's cost more to us out of pocket. We've never made money on the cabin, but we bought it as an investment. We really never expected for it to be a big money maker for us. We bought it for a real estate investment. I have a slide that starts out realtor market opinions. That one. In May 2007, which was 2 years after we purchased the cabin, I made a career change and went back to teaching high school. So we thought it might be best financially if we put it on the market, just in case, you know, having a lower income in the family might be a problem. So we did list it with Branson USA Realty for $199.9. We did that for 6 months. During that 6 month period, there was no interest at all in the cabin. Not one single showing. We know that from the realtor, and also the way we know that is that every time the cabin would be shown, they would charge us $25 in order to open up the doors and let someone walk through it, then send housekeeping over to make sure that everything was still okay for the next person to rent it. We never had that $25 charge on our statement, so we know for sure that it was never shown during that time. So we took it off the market. Financially, we were okay, so we decided we'd just keep it and just use it as an investment long term. April 2009, when we saw that the economy was starting, in the midst of a serious downturn and reports that interest rates were going to go up in the next year or two, we decided maybe we better test it and see if we could sell it while we could. And I talked to Coleman & Company because they, by some accounts, were the number one realtor company in the area. And they didn't want the listing. They said that there were too many condos for sale in the area. They knew that they wouldn't be able to sell it unless we were going to market basically as a giveaway, and we couldn't take a loss on it. But they weren't even interested in listing the property, so we didn't list it with
that
them.
That was listing it at $199 or something like that?
They wouldn't even give us a number. The $199 we knew wasn't going to happen. But we were hoping at least to get into the 175 area, and they said that was not going to happen. And they would never come down or pinpoint a price that they would list it. So with them not being interested at all, we didn't pursue anything more with Coleman and Company. The next page says June 2009. We did talk to Jackie Norris over at ERA Realty just to get a second opinion on the real estate market. And she said if we wanted to sell it now, it would sell between 117 and 134. And what we're asking for today is that our cabin be reassessed around the 134 range based on her market analysis. She did go into the cabin area. She did a lot of research on the Thousand Hills cabins and condos, and she was confident that that would be a number that it would sell for. Because of the amount of money we have invested in it and the loss that we would take on it, we chose not to list it. What she told us was that right now in Thousand Hills there is one cabin on the market, and it's been on the market for over 500 days, no offers. And I did find it on the internet, and it's a two-story loft cabin that has now been reduced to $169,900. So it's been on the market for a long time. I'm not sure what it was originally listed for, but it's still for sale. And she stated that the only properties selling were those that were under market value, and she used the word drastically under market value. And a lot of those are the foreclosed properties. So we didn't list it. The next slide, overall realtor suggestions. Jackie Norris at the ERA, we have a lot of confidence in her opinion because of the time that she spent looking at our property and us not listing it with her. We really respect her opinion. She suggested that we keep the cabin for two more years because the new airport is bringing in more tourists. And with that, if the nightly rentals increase, then potential buyers are going to become interested. Potential buyers in a nightly rental program, from what she's told us, are expecting a 15% return on investment, which at this point we're not even close to 15%, obviously. But if the market does turn around, well, then that would draw in more buyers. Interest rates, hopefully they're not going to go up like some of the experts are predicting. And then if the real estate market recovers, well, then our property value will go back up and we'll get beyond that 134 suggested listing price. Comparable properties, our cabin on the next slide shows that we have a two-bed, two-bath cabin, 837 square feet, and then the address on Oak Ridge Drive, which is in the Grand Mountain cabin area. There are four that I found on the internet that were for sale that were comparable to ours. And I know that listing prices aren't as good as what the sales price would be, but I don't have privy to that information, and I don't have a realtor that would give that to me. So these are ones that I felt would be comparable to what we have as far as the quality, the newness. Ours is only 837 square feet, so it's much smaller than the four that I've shown there. The one in Point Royale is 1164, and it's selling for listed for $122,500. Thousand Hills condo, $129,900, and it's larger. The condo in Spring Creek, $127,500, and it's a little bit larger, again, three bedroom, three bath. And then the Stonebridge condo might be the one that's closest to a comparable property as far as the amenities, and it's listed for $139,900, and it's about 300 square feet larger than ours. So that's an idea of the price range of condos that I think would be comparable to what we have right now.
James, breaking them up. Now, taxes were almost doubled.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
What do you have some comparable figures? What was the justification for that?
If you'll open or look at the sales list I provided you.
Which sales list is it? That's this one.
Yeah. If you go down to 18112260.50. It's a larger cabin, of course, but it's over $260,000 in October of 08, just 2 months from appraisal date for taxation. 51 sold for $235,000 in March of 08. 96 sold for $257,000 in 08. And then I circled one that's a little bit closer to their comparable, 6113, sold for the $160,113 in 08, and I am aware of everything you've described here that's happened in 09. That's not a big, deep, dark secret. We're all aware of that. The problem being we have to use up to December 31st values of 08 to determine market value.
those values that you have presented will be relevant in 10 and 11. But as to what we are setting value, we're not setting value as of today. We're setting it as of January 1, 2009.
Is there a change of classification?
Yes, we've got this as from residential to commercial.
Okay, so change this time.
That changed
so
this time.
So that's why a big part of the change.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, this board voted to change the classification on the 9th of, anyway, during the summer BOE, we changed it from commercial, from residential to commercial.
At their request, I think.
Yeah, it was never residential. When we got our tax notification,
assessment, yeah,
it was wrong, and that's why we were going to do it. It's never been residential.
No.
But on the assessments, do they consider square footage?
Yes.
Because ours is the smallest of all the cabins there.
Well, except and maybe the one bedroom.
And those cabins at Seoul, I'm sure, are new properties. They're probably not the used ones.
I've got one question just for clarification, not understanding how you use this, but the on your sheets, the square foot cost, is that the figure you apply to the square footage?
Yes.
The value? Okay. I was just looking, this one's at 7134 square foot. I was looking at the one that we just, the case that we discussed earlier.
Yes.
And it's at $48 a square foot. And then the case that canceled this morning is being rescheduled. You know, a $300,000 home is only at $62 a square foot. Why would this one come in so much higher?
It goes with the classification and the amount of units you add as to what multiple you come up with. Dave, this is classified as a C-plus with 20 extra units because of probably shape and design. And construction. Actually, are these log cabins?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A series of log cabins. So we add a few extra points for the construction use that we know we can't get in our log value. So that's why you'll see log cabins if we have this case and other cases. I think we went through that last year with the Board of Equalization. Log is considerably hard to appraise because you've got to get an interior finish on it. We have increased our points, but it is not always adequate. But this one come in at 71. Do you know any other reason why it would come in at 71? Just the log. A similar cabin in Holiday Hills made out of nylon would probably come in at 48.
That's not, I just wasn't
right. It's just a point system. It's nothing that we try to do differently. It's just a total point system of what the appraisal calls for.
So log is even higher than all brick?
Yes.
Which way?
The reason being, all brick, you get an interior finish of sheetrock, which you add sheetrock at 33 points, press the brick at 40, you're at 73 points, basically. All right, we took our log to 62. 60 to try to make up some of this difference for the interior finish. So, but when you put that into multiples, then you get into, are you getting adequate numbers to bring these up to appraisal?
I'm lost again, is it?
I'm towards the bottom.
This one right here.
Okay, down here towards the bottom. You mean this $260,000 last fall was one of these cabins?
It was a cabin at Grand Mountain. There are different sizes of cabins at Grand Mountain with different amenities. But I don't consider, and I'm just speaking, I'm not going to say it. I don't consider the cabins at Grand Mountain being comparable to too many condo setups in Branson, Missouri.
Now, there was one here for $160,000.
Donna, do we have a phone call? Do we have to make that 1:30? Is that?
And I have to apologize, guys. The seminar's coming on as we speak.
This is a...
And I'd advise any of you gentlemen, if you could free and want to get out here.
So it's in your office?
You can't see it on the screen here.
You just want to deliberate, make the phone call, and come back and make some decisions?
Okay, we're going to have to...
Yeah.
This has been an entirely different approach that you've taken. I commend you for it. You looked at it more from a viewpoint of a business, income and expenses. Mm-hmm. Where normally in property, we don't look at it that way. And in many ways, we don't on these. Some of the people that bought ones at the Hilton or places like that, too, paid way too much for what they got. At least from my opinion. It looks like you paid too much considering what's happened to the market. Okay, we will have to discuss this more later. We will get back to you and give you our decision on it.
Okay.
It's a tough one. Especially this idea where you've been honest and said it is a nightly rental program. Your taxes are really going up this year.
Yes, they have.
They have. They certainly have. We would appreciate any consideration you have to reducing the appraisal value. Okay.
So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate your presentation.
Thank you.
We have two phone calls done.
Just one, right, Stevenson?
What happened in the back?
They said no in the backs for some reason.
What was the question?
On Marilyn Beck.
She canceled. We're going to have you make a motion, though, on two property services, I think, to accept their withdrawal.
What's her number there, Donna?
I'm sorry? 070021. Show you the last one.
These... Which one are we talking about? Stevenson?
This is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm calling about your appeal today. We're showing that you have an appraised value of $112,479. Sir, you're being recorded and you are live on the internet. And I'm turning this over to Bob Rose, our chairperson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stevenson. You didn't quite fill out all this. What is this a single family house?
Yes, this is a single family, two bedroom house.
Okay. And what was your purchase price on it, though?
Somewhere around 67.
Well, how much?
Or that's 93.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's around 67.
67,000.
67,000.
Okay.
I bought it in
1993. Okay, this has a bearing, you know, as to how old the property is, isn't it? And now it's appraised at a...
The house was built in 76, they tell me.
Okay, is this just a vacation home for you? Or do you live there permanently?
It's a vacation home or whatever. It's our second home, yeah. I live in Iowa most of the time.
That's what I saw, this other address in Toledo.
Yes, yes, that's my Iowa address.
Okay. Okay, now, what...
Did you add a garage this past year?
No, I put the carport on, so much an open carport. I built that in 2003.
In 2003?
Okay. So what I did in 2007 or 8, whatever year it was, I added a 24 room on the east side of the house.
Okay.
What? How big was the room? How large was the room, sir?
How large was the room and what did it cost you?
Pardon you?
How much did it cost to make that addition?
Somewhere around 12.
Okay. And that would bring it up 67 or 77. In other words, you've got about $80,000 invested in it then.
I'd say between 80 and 85, somewhere in there, yeah.
Uh-huh. And do we not show that, is that where it says garage, is that the addition you did?
No, that must be the carport or something like that.
That says 2008, though, and he did that in 2003.
We probably just didn't pick it up until 2008.
So he's added on another addition in 2008 we're not showing here.
The house shows to be remodeled in 2008.
Oh, okay, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any other justification for lowering your taxes? Actually, lowering the evaluation is all we can do. I said, do you have anything else that you want to tell us about what would you like us to do if we met your request?
Yes, my biggest concern was when I got my tax assessment form, I was seeing about a 70% jump in my taxes, and that was what I couldn't understand. That was
that's one of
my tax jump was going about 70%. I mean, I can understand some increase, you know. I'm not trying to get out of paying taxes, but I just thought that was an extreme jump. That was my consideration.
Yeah. Okay, we will look into this, and we will notify you by mail the judgment of the board.
Yeah, I have them. I think you have a paper there of the house that cuts the driveway from me. It's about 6 years newer than mine and about the same size as mine. And,
now, is this the Elaine Fulmer's house?
Yes.
In other words, they're very similar. Okay.
She has about the same amount of her square footage and her lot size is almost identical to mine. Whatever comes, I just thought it was a little terrific jump in tax prices.
We'll certainly look into it and we'll get back to you. You'll be notified in writing in the next few days.
Okay, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
According to this, he added 180 feet of square foot on. That's showing the garage at 180. I tried to find out, and he couldn't hear me there. I kept asking what size he added on.
But the other building...
the garage is that little building you're seeing, right?
Yeah.
Right up there.
Okay. And you missed it the first time, so it's added too, right?
Yeah, that's the little garage we picked out.
And then did he, I thought I heard him say 24 by 24.
Well, he said he didn't get a 24 by 24 for $12,000.
I know, but that's what I thought I heard him say. I mean, look at the addition there on that. See the house? See the...
That's most likely the addition at the top right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying, the 24 by 24 for the garage, that's what it looks like, maybe two-story or something.
It's real tall, put an RV in it.
Oh.
You know where that's at, right across from
used to be Jerry Walters.
Well, it's just right there by, I can't think of the name of the place it's at.
It used to be the Branson sign there on the right.
Yeah, I think so.
Far from Paulson.
Well, now, is that the highway. Did he do an add-on on the house, or did he add it
to the house? Yeah, the house was added on, too. It's not only the carport, but the square foot of the house changed, too.
Okay, because that part right there he's got circled is, or did have circled, that's the add-on of the house.
That used to be Branson sign years ago. Now there's a car.
Oh, that's the carport.
It was before you get to Bob's Road.
Okay, so that
all over from here.
The house doesn't, the part he had on doesn't show.
Yeah, Bob Walker.
That
Jerry Walters.
So he had on a room to the house in 08, and then picked up the garage.
That's on up the hill, isn't it?
Evidently.
I don't think so.
That accounts for a big part of the increase.
He probably got away with it.
Anyway, it's right before you get to the sign shop.
This is one of the last areas we worked in.
On the carport.
Yeah.
Right. But on the add-on on the house was added on. That's included in here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it and the garage picking up. That's why it went up so drastically then. Okay.
Yeah. What was the total square footage of the house after he had the add-on?
Right now it's at 2,057.
Okay, and then the per square foot with the garage, what was that figuring?
3,672.
Per square foot for building?
Yeah, for the house and
the carport's 929.
That's
actually the garage. I mean, the garage, I'm sorry. Yeah. 929.
So the house is 2057? Mm-hmm.
Adjusted area.
That shows the garage at
216
then.
That's the little one, Bob. Dr. Rose, that's the little one that's off up the street. It can't be that big addition, tall addition. He's got there that you park a RV in.
Would the adjusted area over the base area include that new big carport?
Yeah.
Well, should a carport be on at the same value as the house?
It's pointed off.
Oh, okay.
This right here is the garage that you're seeing, the old garage, about half that to there. And this back here is a little wood shed. But this is a neat little utility garage storage.
But the actual garage, is that a RV poking its nose out?
This is a big carport right here.
Well, you can see the trailer sticking out. I see it. Mm-hmm. I don't see where he added a room.
Well, this probably doesn't show on there. This was flown. That map was before they did the aerial.
Well, I don't see anything to overturn the assessor's office on this. I mean, there's been an additions to it. They've added on to the...
At $112,000.
Or a 2,000 square foot house.
Yeah.
I move that we deny request 070021.
A second.
What discussion, the comparable...
Yeah, I'm looking.
Any reason how come that was such a big difference? Because the square feet, it shows to be a larger square foot.
So did the neighbor add on the house too?
No. But it's 1,850 square feet.
It's 1,850 square foot. The neighbor. And pretty much he's right in line with.
That figure out about the same.
He's at 3,227. And this guy's at 36. He's classed a little different other than that.
59.
And probably a little depreciation, too.
For a couple hundred feet, though, it is quite a bit of difference in the value, though.
Well, there's roughly 200 square foot difference, and at $36 would be about $7,500 then. Doesn't make that up to 90.
112, and that one
and then the
is 83.
$10 would be 2,000.
That's about 30,000 difference.
Yeah,
an appraisal.
Shouldn't be
reading. Can't. Yeah, yeah. Get that can of worms going, Dave. I'm not.
For a couple hundred feet is 30,000. Isn't that a little stiff?
He's also got another garage, too.
The garage is valued here at...
The garage is valued at $2,500.
At $2,000.
$1,500.
Our extra features, $500. Yeah, $2,500.
I'll second the motion.
I already did.
Oh, you did. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Chuck said aye, didn't you?
I didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll go for nay.
Three to two vote. Okay, we've got two that we did not act on.
Make a motion for acceptance of withdrawal. Is that what was said?
Oh, is that what you're ready for?
Yeah.
Okay, I have Marilyn Beck, 226, and Alma Dickey, that's 378. They both requested to have a withdrawal.
Where is Dickey's?
They were yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
She was yesterday.
Dickey.
You made that motion, Dave?
Yes.
Second.
Acceptance of both their withdrawals.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All five?
Five. Okay. Five and all.
I have one more for you here. I have Linda Montgomery, who requested, it was a letter requesting or letting you know that she was not in a nightly rental program. You wanted us to have her submit that document to the assessor's office. We found out that that was Sheila Burkhart's name that was on the back of the document, and that she did submit a letter to the assessor requesting that you change her classification to residential.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I can't get those seconds. I can't keep up with you. Is that you, Jim?
Yes.
I should know that. Okay.
Okay, now we've still got to decide on Wheeler and Altic.
You have Wheeler, yes.
Now, James is watching that class right now, so that may have to wait.
Yeah, that
was the Wheeler one that we're tabling.
You have, these are all of your personal property that you need to go into regular DOE. These, I think, we're going to hold. These are things that the assessor just brought to us. We haven't had time to even really look at them. So these are refunds of personal property that we've been holding for some time, and we're getting a lot of phone calls on them. Can you think of anything that we missed?
Are they... that one where the lady 0045, where she, where they, the board asked for the appraisal? 0345, you've heard the case, asked for the appraisal, and they submitted it. I think it's in the only other one.
Oof. I don't see it, so I probably have it.
It's in the book.
60345?
Yes.
That was table waiting for a fax. Did the fax come in?
That's what they're talking about.
It's right here on the screen.
Okay.
Does everybody want to go see that seminar? Should we put this off until Tuesday?
The seminar is being recorded by the ISB for such a decision.
It's being recorded.
And it started at 2.
Ooh, I can't read that.
I'd have to go back and find all my old stuff on this. I don't even remember anything about it without going back and finding all the, having to dig through this folder of stuff.
It should be in your book. There's a special warranty fee that
0345.
0345?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this one, he had the statement about the appraisal, the Bozarth appraisals, but we asked him for something more on the documentation as to how they arrived at that $85,000.
Got comparables, but where's his appraisal at there? I didn't catch it.
Here's $85,000 down right below the arrow now. Oh, we're down there. What did they compare it to? Can you?
Those others are. I mean, that's a Fannie Mac sale. That's what the question was about. Was the fact that it was a Fannie Mac sale, and these comparables are 135, 90, 99, and 80. Do we have, if they are any of those depressed sales?
Like right in Woodlands, there's one at 80, one at 99, one at 90.
Yeah, and then the other one, 135 over here on the end.
That was a Palace View, though.
Right.
The three that were in the Woodlands, all that, were between...
That would be comparables.
And? Well, we've been going on this thing. This was last fall that the appraisal was made by a bona fide appraisal firm of 85.5.
It's currently at 116. Is that the one I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at?
Yeah.
Okay, thoughts, Kenny? Remember anything you ought to know?
He purchased it in September for $80,000.
His appraisal for $85,500, is that right?
His appraisal, yeah, the appraisal from when he bought it for.
I would move that his assessed valuation, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for.
Appraise
value be reduced to $85,500 as per the appraisal.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
5-0, reduced to 85.5. Okay.
Can I get a motion to go out of summer BOE and into regular?
Well, let me ask first of all, and then we'll do that. I don't want to go back and not. What about this Altic?
I'm sorry, what?
What about Altic here? Are we going to have any discussion on that? That's the people with it.
I'd like to table it till next BOE. I want to think about that some more. Is that the one that just had all the proof of the market being soft?
I'll second that table.
Yeah. I just want to think about it for this.
Me too. That's
okay. All right, then.
What about these two? Kenny, did you hand these out? Par and...
That's for Johnson's property. I didn't realize he wasn't going to be here. He was the first one. He was supposed to be the first one this afternoon. I already handed it out.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson?
We'll just hold that for later. Okay.
He rescheduled.
Does... May I ask on the, I know we're still in summer BOE, but did you have those broke out, 2,500 and under and all that
actually,
stuff?
Actually, the assessor took Sherry over to represent. He's gone through all of these, and he sent Sherry over to present them to you.
Are we ready to leave the BOE summer session?
I think so.
All right, so moved. We're now in regular session.
Do you have all your copies, Sherry? Cindy, these are theirs, right?
Yep.
I don't think we have enough.
You need, how many more?
I don't have one.
I really didn't think everyone would be left in here.
You actually can have mine.
Okay.
Are these things we can take in mass, or are we going to have to take them individually, or what?
You can take them in mass.
These are just what type of actions?
How do you break, I mean, how are they broke down over there? What groups?
Can you tell me by looking, Cindy, these are 2,500 kind
of? No, that's all of them. That's all of them.
Sherry, do the refunds first. That sounds good to me. Yeah. Go ahead.
The refunds will bring to you one by one.
Sherry's going to
present those.
Yeah.
Do you have your snap, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just give them the BOE number and then...
The abatement number?
Yes.
Abatement number.
Sorry, abatement number.
2010-0119.
0119. That's Height House.
Kira Height House.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the story on that?
She turned in the wrong year on her vehicle. Turned out that the license bureau had caught it. It's an 03, not an 07. And she had already paid on it. She did it for 2 years. The license bureau didn't catch it until she got her 2 year tax.
Motion for approval of refund.
Second.
Now, what year was that?
03 to 07?
We can only do 08, can't we?
Yeah. I missed that.
The abatement's just for 1 year, right?
I withdraw my motion.
This is a 1 year abatement, though.
Just a 1 year abatement on the...
On the 0119.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make my motion.
I'll second that yo-yo motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. 5-0.
It'll get you way down there again.
Come on.
2010-0120. Same lady.
10. Just give us the last four digits.
0120.
All right.
Okay. That's the same woman?
Same woman. They didn't catch it till she got 2 year tags, and they didn't catch it till she renewed on this year.
See, they don't have the paperwork, so you have to tell them what year.
Oh, okay. It's 2007 tax year, and then the taxpayer had turned in. We assessed her for an 07, which is what she told us it was, but it's an 03.
Can we go back that far?
I didn't think we were going back to 07s.
I thought we only did refunds for the prior year.
Yeah, but the way I'm understanding this is she's not asking for that. That's the year the.
No, we voted on 2008 refund, and now we're voting on 2007.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, how we done this? Do you remember?
It depends on the
one of those.
We've done it both ways.
I
think that's the answer, is it just kind of depends. Sometimes you've done it, and sometimes you haven't.
Well, because of the two-year license, that's what's causing some of the problems going back 2 years. I wouldn't want to go any further than that.
That's probably why we've done it. Maybe that's why we've done it in the past.
Is there a motion to rebate?
Of course, it's not our fault that they only do it every 2 years and don't catch it.
Right.
They get a tax statement every year that they come in and pay taxes on. And it states the year of the car on there. And don't they have to fill that out every year?
Yeah, she did turn in the wrong year.
She turned it in both years wrong?
Yes.
Well, are you guys, right when you write the abatement, should, is that an indication you all support it?
I'm sorry, what?
Since y'all wrote an abatement, does that indicate your, James supports that to some effect, or? Not necessarily?
Not necessarily, okay. No. We just tell them that we'll try, you know.
Give it a whirl?
Yep.
I'm going to move that we deny it because it's 07.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Was yours aye. An aye?
Yeah.
Okay. 5-0, deny. Next one?
0126.
26.
Wilson?
Maria Wilson? Mm-hmm. What's she asking for?
Taxpayer mistakenly wrote down the wrong year on her vehicle. And she wrote down an 04 Honda, and it's an 03 Honda. And she, of course, paid it. Caught it at the
is she asking year. Just for 08?
Yes.
Motion.
It's your option to get 2 years or 1 year tags.
One. Motion to refund the 1 year on 08.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 5-0. Rebate.
And that was 121?
126.
0132.
131?
2.
32. Betts. Belts? Betts?
Yes.
Same thing?
Uh-huh. Listed in 08. GMC has a 2007.
Is this an 08 abatement then? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
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 She wants to be famous.
Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Can't, how many more of these are there?
How about the 08s?
They're all 08s now. Well, no, there's one more 07. It's 107 and 1, 2, 3, 4 08s.
Okay, what's the name?
They're all the same automobile thing?
Pretty much. Well, this one, when we assessed her, we got off on the wrong line. The 0140, they're in columns, and whoever assessed her got off on the wrong column and over-assessed it on an Explorer, so they overpaid the
and
value.
And so the refund on that, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
I'll make a motion to approve 0141 due to the assessor's error.
Second.
That was 0140, you mean? Mm-hmm.
Yes, 0140.
Oh, I thought you said 41.
Well, they're both the same person.
I don't have a 0141.
That may be... The refund she's talking about is 0140.
140. Mm-hmm.
Who was my second?
Jan.
Could you lump all the 08 automobile missed year classification
uh-huh.
to
okay.
one big... Once you read out the BOEs, and I'll just make that move that motion.
Are you going to vote on this one?
Aye.
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 Four ayes.
Four ayes.
Danny's missing.
So
okay, read off the four that you're putting together.
Okay, well, there's just one more on the wrong year.
Okay.
It's 0178.
178.
0178.
Mm-hmm. And these Timothy Storms?
Listed
no,
in
no. Willoughby.
Mm-hmm. Listed in 04, Jaguar has an 03.
And just ask for a rebate for 08.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
Second.
That's Steve Willoughby?
Wait a minute, we need to talk about this one.
I mean, the man doesn't know what year a vehicle he owns? It's a Jag?
Jaguar.
It's a Jag? All right, he's got a second, though.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm going to call him right now.
Aye. Where's the radio station now?
Yeah, exactly. They left immediately, didn't they?
You got an extra.
0173. She's a new resident to Missouri, and she didn't know she got a tax waiver. She assessed, and she didn't buy the vehicle until, or she didn't register it in the state of Missouri till 7/15 of 08.
Why would she be getting a roof?
I'm sorry, what?
Because she didn't own it January 1st, right?
Right, correct. Oh. And she didn't know. They probably just told her she needed a tax, a well, it does. It says you need a personal paid tax receipt, and they come in because they just don't know.
Moved refund.
Wait a minute. How did, if she bought it in 08, she wouldn't have even got a tax bill on it.
She moved here in 08. She registered the vehicle.
In 08?
In 08.
So, in other words, we don't tax it because she wasn't here January 1st.
She wasn't in the statement, sir.
Well, how did she get a tax statement to set us? I mean, if she...
She came in and they did an add-on in the system because she thought that she had to get that so she could get her tax.
She should have been told at the time she come in.
Well, mistakes happen. Oh, okay. I think that's what this board is for.
Move that the rebate be granted.
Okay, we have a motion from... Jim
Strappas,
do we have a second?
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Five of them.
0174.
74.
A bait for refund. Didn't own the vehicle January the 1st of 08.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Rebate, 5-0.
And then 0210, it's an abatement for the year 2007.
Wait, 0210?
0210.
Okay, that's Victoria Hughes?
Yes. And it's for the tax year of 07. She called it in, she assessed the wrong year, and told us that she didn't know what model it was. And, of course, it's two-year tags. They caught it this year. She assessed for a...
She's asking for 07?
Refund for 07.
No, she did deny.
Did she report it right in 08?
Yes. Yes, it was reported right in 08. Correct year and everything.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Deny, 5-0. Okay.
I have one more refund. This was tabled one of the last times we met on March 12, 2009. It's abatement 0013. And you guys had tabled it because you wanted to see where she had paid or where this had been paid in Greene County. And they have provided us with that. So... It was just one vehicle, and it should have been declared in Greene County, and but instead it was paid here. So it was paid in both counties, and that's what that shows, that it was paid in Greene County. I've been hanging on to this all this time to show it to you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Or move to approve.
Okay.
That was 2008.
Now, this is for 2007 and 2008.
That's a 2007.
Yeah. Is it just, 2007 refund?
It's a 2007
refund. Oh, let me take my second back.
So, when we got this in March, we just kind of got set back?
Well, that was probably one of the last times we met.
So this is 7 and 8 or just 7?
It was just 7. 1 year. 7. He brought a 2007 request for refund in 2008.
Who's got the motion on the floor?
Just one thing. This says 2007 paid, 2008 paid.
But they're only, I guess, asking for the refund for 2007.
Because it was paid in Greene County in 07.
Well, no, this is different.
But it was paid in Greene County, and we approve of that?
It sounds like we're reversing ourselves, but I don't think we are, if we approve this. Because this is not the same as just...
Paid it in February.
This is a matter of not someone forgetting or not knowing what they own, but the fact that were taxes paid somewhere else, and in other words, was there a duplication of taxes?
don't know whether that makes a difference or whether we want to stay with the 07, which say it's too late. That's tough.
I'll second Dave's motion.
Your motion was to what, Dave?
To approve the refund. It's a little different than 07 in that this wasn't because of the turning in the wrong year. I mean, of course, I can't imagine I'm paying it in both places and not realizing it either, but.
But this is a situation where they double taxed.
Yeah, the lease is
okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I'm too reluctant eyes on the end of it.
The rest are just personal property, and I've grouped them like, you know, we always have been. And
under 2,500.
Yep, I've got a group here that are under 2,500. These are all just taking one tax bill out because there's one that has already been done that's correct, so we got to take out the wrong one.
Read the numbers and we'll approve.
0109, 0110.
Wait, 0109?
0109, 0110, 0111, 0113, 0115, 0116, 0118, 0121, 0122, 0129. Okay, 0122.
129.
And then 0129.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 0131, 0133, 0135, 0136, 0137, 0138, 0141, 0147, 0148, 0151, 0158.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Willoughby's in that one too, so.
And those are all personal properties under $2,500.
Can't give us a break here.
The rest of these are all over 2,500, and I've just categorized them. These are personal properties that were put under the wrong name, and they had to be put back in the correct name. I don't know if you want to look at these or not.
Are they all erroneous assessments?
They are. We're taking out a tax bill that's in a wrong name because it's been put in the right name.
That's erroneous, isn't it? That's erroneous taxation anyway.
Sounds good to me.
What's the numbers?
0154, 0156.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 0154.
Let me start over. 0154.
Alright.
0156. Mm-hmm. 0176.
76.
Mm-hmm. 0182.
Okay.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I'm an old.
Have to be quick to beat old Stoffus on them seconds.
Gotta get my name in the record.
personal property over 2,500. We're just taking out the wrong tax bill because the new one has been put in. These are all a case where the taxpayer didn't actually own the vehicle on January 1st of whatever year it may have been.
You don't even have to say the old. Just give the last three digits.
But what is that? You said that was where the old bill was taken out and the new bill put back on?
All of these.
So in other words, they have multiple vehicles, but only they're removing one vehicle?
No, necessarily. They're like, they've done the corrected bill, and now this is the old bill that has to be taken out. Maybe the corrected bill has...
So double assessment.
Should have asked this when you first started, but you've reviewed all these, right, Cindy?
Yeah, you know, they put all these together, and right. Then I look at them all, and all of these, it'll show me where it's actually the new bill, and then the one that we're taking out, and I look at them all, yeah.
Sure, just one of those.
Yeah, they do a great job. So these are, I'll read the last three digits as requested, 125,
125,
142, 144, 184, 188.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
These are all personal property over $2,500 where there's a duplicate bill. Sometimes the people, send in two notices. Sometimes we have it accidentally under two different accounts. But these are all duplicates. Last three digits, 112.
112?
139.
139.
145. 146. 157. 191.
191.
191.
Okay.
And 213.
You want to give him a chance this time, Jim?
Yep.
He can sit there and refuse to second it.
You're not going to play fair all the time. I make a motion for approval.
Second.
I'm just going to abstain now.
I had to look at it. It just didn't sound like his normal voice.
Aye.
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 Aye. Five to nothing.
Okay. These are all personal property over $2,500 where the taxpayer either listed the wrong year on their form or the wrong model or something like that. So again, all of these are just taking out the old bill because a new one has been put in. The last three digits, 114.
Question. And they all are 1 year, 2008.
Not necessarily. See, because these, here's a 2007. The taxpayer mistakenly assessed for a 2016.
They're not refunds, though.
They're not refunds.
Yeah.
They're just corrections to the...
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's clearing up the tax book.
So they're different years. Yeah.
No refund, just no clearing up the tax book.
Yep.
Okay, you've got 114.
114, 123, 127, 128, 134, 152, 153, 167, 211.
Motion. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 He got his old feelings hurt down there.
Okay, these are...
I don't have any feelings.
Personal property over $2,500, taking out the old tax bill. The there was just an error in assessment. These are all like just the assessor's office made a mistake and assessed them for the wrong value. 168, 183.
Wait, 168.
And then 183.
183.
200.
Is it what now?
200.
Mm-hmm.
201. 202.
Whose turn?
So move.
They move.
Second.
Anybody want to eye that one?
Aye.
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 Four and a half folks, one half-hearted one on the end.
Exactly.
Personal property over $2,500. Where we're taking out the old tax bill because a new one has been written. These are where the taxpayer did not mark off a vehicle on their assessment sheet. There's two of them, 150 and 155.
Now, is that a refund? If he didn't mark it off? Or?
No, these are not refunds.
Well, I don't show. Oh yeah, here it is.
Correcting the tax book. There's already been a new tax bill written. We're taking out the old one because
okay.
The assessor has the right to correct personal property.
I'm going to have to leave Dr. Rose. I've got an interview with
him. I think this is our last one. If we could just do a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second. We have a number.
Second.
150 and 155
in
House
Bob
Rose.
Say aye, Dave.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Well, I have a group of miscellaneous, and then we've got these real estates that are on that last page. And maybe we should bring those up in another time. Okay.
A motion to recess.
Oh.
Well, can I do this last group?
Aye.
Last group?
Go.
Okay, these are miscellaneous. You want to hear all these boring details?
What type things?
They're all $2,500 or over, personal property, where we're taking out the old tax bill, but they're for miscellaneous reasons. Like this one, a mobile home was taken off way back in, I don't know.
But no refunds?
No, actually, the mobile home is being taxed on their real estate. That's what this one is. This one is a divorce where they still
have the bill. Proof that it's on the real estate bill.
Yep, here's the bill. Right there.
All the bills are presented with them?
Everything is here.
Okay. Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
Okay, those numbers were 143, 149, 160, 163. 164,
192, 193, and 204.
Yeah.
And that was all four of you voting on that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So four ayes?
Right.
Okay.
We done?
What are these few that are left on here now?
The only thing that's left then should be the back page where it says real estate. Is that correct?
No, there's what? I didn't get 013 or 074.
Okay, well,
process these,
and if they're still remaining on there, we'll bring them to you along with the last page.
Okay.
We still have minutes to review, but since we're losing everybody, how about getting our minutes?
Where are you going?
Upstairs. I got to make call some employees. Call a new employee and then. Other people that didn't quite know.
Well,
we'll get to decide.
Can we just approve the minutes?
Did we approve the minutes? Oh, we did.
No, that's what I was saying. On our next meeting, we'll have to approve those minutes.
And then tomorrow, we're going to talk about that 1,000-hour.
You set that on the agenda for the first thing next Tuesday?
For Renee. Okay, good.
All right.
See, we'll set the meeting. Why don't we set the meeting for 08:45? And when you notify the people, say, go over your minutes so we're ready to vote on them when
okay.
We open the meeting.
Let me just tell you about next Tuesday. Right now, we just don't have to do that. We were going to decide today whether we're going to have a meeting on Tuesday, but we've got approve just about everything, and we have three appointments that we need to schedule. So we just told those Thursday is packed. We have you packed on Thursday. We would love it if you'd want to start at 8:45, because then we can get these minutes.
Thursday then?
Thursday, yeah. You and are that, packed. I mean,
nothing Tuesday then? Tuesday's off.
Tuesday's off.
Okay.
Perfect.
But on Thursday, you better have your hat on, because we accidentally double booked you on.
We can take care of it.
I'm you're the man.
I'll pass the second for this.
There you go. Thank you, gentlemen. Are we off the record now? Okay.